Hello, hello, everybody. So this is going to be like a network marketing for beginners kind of little thing here, okay? So I got five things coming at you, all right? So if you are new to network marketing or if you're looking into getting into network marketing, these are some things I want you to think about along your journey, okay? So one, you need to know what to expect from network marketing. This is not a get-rich-quick scheme, okay, guys? Like, the industry in the past has put such a bad name to this, and it drives me fucking insane because so many people come at you, and they're like, yeah, I want to build this business, and then, like, 3 days in, they're pissed because they don't make thousands of fucking dollars. Like, bro, that's not how it works. If you were opening a storefront... I don't want to say legitimate because this is legitimate money. Like, I pay my taxes, I have an LLC, I have all things. But, like, if you were to open a storefront, I should say, that's probably the best wording for it. A storefront business, brick and mortar, whatever you want to call it, okay? If you were to open one of those, do you realize the amount of time you would have to put in before you are actually making profit? Like, these businesses will go one, two, 3 years before they're actually starting to bring in profit from their business. You have to grow no matter what business platform you are using. I personally believe growing online and building a business online is a lot easier and quicker than a brick and mortar, 100%. But it is not a get rich quick scheme, okay? You have to put in the work, guys. If you want the results, you have to do the work, okay? The second thing is to fire your upline, babies. You heard me, and I mean this to my people, anyone who signs under me, anyone who signs under anyone, fire that upline. Because listen, this is your business, and you are responsible for if you succeed, not your upline. They're not your boss. They're not going to, like, trust me, if you have a good upline, you are going to have someone who is going to mentor you, inspire you, give you tips, answer questions, and help you along. But you need to take full ownership of your success and your failures, okay? So the current company I'm in, the person above me and the person above her aren't even in the business. I literally signed up like they weren't there. If I was depending on them to be successful in this business instead of myself, I wouldn't be here. They're gone. Like, I'd have been like, oh, well, they quit, so deuces, I'm out. No, this is my business. I'm going to run it, and I'm going to do the damn thing. Now, luckily, the person above those two is now an amazing friend of mine, and she is my biggest mentor, and she has just coached me along the way, and it's been amazing. But she doesn't run my business for me. She doesn't do the tasks for me. She doesn't choose what I implement or don't implement. She gives me information. She gives me resources. She gives me her suggestions, opinions, all these things that can help me. But I have to personally take them and implement them. So stop looking at it like your upline is your boss. They're not going to tell you when to clock in, clock out. They're not going to call you and make sure you came into work that day. And I air quoted that. Y'all just can't see me because we on podcast. All right. But like, you are your boss, not your upline. So stop acting like they're going to literally hold your hand and do everything for you and walk you through step by step, because they most likely are not. If you got a good one, they are going to help you, but they can't do it for you. So you have to take that ownership over your success and your failures, because it comes down to you and what you're willing to do. Okay, so that one was a little harsh maybe, but you needed to hear it. Number three is you need to stay in your own goddamn lane, for fuck's sake. Stop comparing yourself and your success to the success of others, because nobody grows a business on the same exact timeline. Nobody starts a business in the same exact place. Nobody starts anything in the same exact place. We are all in vastly different mindsets and places in life. So there's no way in hell you can say, well, I suck because me and her started the same day and she's already here in business and I'm here. What skills did that person already have that you're learning? What things, like, there's so many variants to this. Like, come on, stop. You need to compare yourself to who you were in the past. Have you learned? Have you learned? Have you... whatever. Are you learning new things? Are you growing? Are you the same person you were 30 days ago? Or are you a better person because you've expanded yourself? Okay. That's the only thing you need to be worried about. For example, here's a little like metaphor or whatever. I don't know. Anyways, think of it like you're driving down the highway. Okay. We just came back from Dallas. They got like 10 fucking lanes up in there. In some parts, I swear, if I am so worried about all the other vehicles in the other lanes that I'm only looking at the other vehicles in the other lanes and not myself and where I'm going to wreck my vehicle. Now, when you're driving, do you glance over and check other people? Yeah. Do you make sure they're like not in your lane? Do you make sure like you do all these things to check on the vehicles and your surroundings? You can do that. You can check people out, get inspiration from them, see what they're doing that's working. Take that and like implement it into your own business. But if you are so hyper focused that you're only looking at them and not looking at your own lane, you're going to wreck your car, okay? The number four is you have to make the time to work at home or wherever you are, okay? The biggest excuse I hear is, I just don't have time. Guys, go time stamp your damn day. Tell me you don't have time. Tell me about that fucking 3 hours you spent scrolling TikTok was really like you. That's 3 hours of work you could have done. Like, come on, you have time. It's just whether you prioritize that time appropriately for your goals and your dreams. That's what it comes down to. Okay. You go figure out and you're going to find so much time that you could be utilizing towards more beneficial tasks. Okay. So you have to make the time, you have to be self-aware and you have to have the discipline to get it done. All right. And the fifth one is you need to get organized from the get go. And I wish this is something I would have done. Like, I can't tell you how much information and leads and things that I probably lost because I just wasn't organized. All right. So keep lists, keep track, keep a list of your customers, your leads, people you need to follow up with, all these sorts of things, because you're going to leave a lot of money on the table if you don't know who to get back to, if you don't know who has talked to you about things, if you don't know, get it saved, get it filed somewhere. Okay. So I hope that brought you guys some value, whether you're new or whether you're old to network marketing. I hope it helps you out a little in your business and just, yeah. So if you did get value, I would love, love, love for you to screenshot this and post it into your stories on IG and tag me at Leslie_Vivian_. Let me know what part of this you love the most, what spoke to you, all the things. I love and appreciate you guys, and I will talk to you later.